and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
Hello, it's another episode, very last episode of the week. Nick and Jules them this morning, heading into the weekend. God, good to have a restful weekend ahead.
I don't think I'm going to have a restful weekend, so I'm a little nervous for myself, to be totally honest.
You're hitting the wineries with your mum.
I am hitting the wineries with my mum.
Is she a wine mum?
I don't think you've ever met a wine mum that's more of a wine mum than Natalie Tresidder.
That's crazy.
I probably shouldn't say her first name, her full name, but anyway.
People would be able to figure it out if they really cared to figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. Old Entrez loves a vino.
Right.
Loves an adventure. Loves to get out and about and amongst it.
Yeah, interesting.
You might remember a couple of... It might have been this week or last week in the podcast I spoke about how my mum...
Got the DUI, yeah.
No, how she has a wine voice. And I can tell when she's had a couple of wines.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I know that? Because she loves wine.
Because that's what I hear most of the time. You're going to hear a lot of wine voice. Are you doing... Is it one day of wining or 2 days of wining?
It's one big day of wining. Wow. So today I'm going to head there. We're meeting halfway between Victoria and Sydney. And we're going to head there and kind of have like a casual afternoon, maybe some vinos like on the deck of our motel room, not sure. And then like, it's going to be fun. And then tomorrow I've organized a surprise wine tour for her. It's just us two. So it's very, you know, wow, important, impressive.
Are you going to dine her as well as wine her?
Yes. Yep. Then we're going to go to a beautiful heritage pub for lunch. Mm. And then after that, we've already booked into a nice restaurant, which will also involve wine. So that's going to be a long wine day because it's a wine tour and then wine dinner.
I feel like pacing yourself is a real big key 100%. To wine tours. I've been on wine for like a work Christmas thing like many, many years ago, but I didn't really drink wine then. Mm. And I probably had like one glass on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just more of a casual hanging out day. But I'm going on a wine thing in a little while and I go, am I ready? Am I prepared? Will I know how to pace myself? Will I get a headache?
I host wine tours outside of radio.
Yeah.
And so my big tips at the beginning of the day are it's a marathon, not a sprint. I think where people get in trouble, it's younger groups typically that are like, it's not enough to just have the tastings. That's not enough wine. So they'll start buying bottles and beers and stuff from the very first stop.
Mm.
Don't do that. Because I know that it seems like a small portion of wine at the first tasting because it is just a tasting. But when you do multiple tastings back to back to back, you're still going to get litty. Like if your aim's to get litty, you'll be litty by the end of the tour, even if you don't drink any extra stuff.
Oh.
As soon as you add extra drinks into the mix, that's when you're KO'd. That's when I've got people vomiting on their white linen shirts and I'm not into that.
Mm.
Neither are they, I assume.
What's good attire? What outfit for men do you see as good attire for like a wine day?
Because
I'm looking to dress to impress.
Don't wear a white linen shirt.
I feel like that's just asking for trouble.
100%. And also, I just think it's a bit wanky. I think a nice collared shirt, a linen is fine. I'm thinking like an olive green linen collared shirt. You could roll the sleeves halfway if you wanted to, or you could have them down if you wanted.
Is he business? Is he party?
Exactly. And then...
Is he here to buy your vineyard or is he here to just have a sample?
Well, you want to look nice as well because I think groups that rock up to wineries that looked like trouble, they're going to get less tastings generally. They're going to get less lovely service.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If you look like you semi care about what they're going to tell you, they'll treat you nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also a very important tip to take with you.
Yeah, all right. I'm excited for it. Looking forward to it.
But yeah, like a coloured shirt and just some chinos or...
Yeah, chinos and boots.
Jeans even. Even a nice dark denim pair of jeans would be nice.
Old chino. Old chino.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Anything else? So that's one day of the weekend.
Yeah, so today, driving there, this afternoon, chill. Tomorrow, big wine day. Sunday, we'll probably get brunch and then head back to our respective homes.
Fair.
Different
homes. It makes sense. It feels very, you know, very diplomatic. We'll return to our respective places of residence.
What about you? Because I think your weekend it's got the potential to be very exciting.
Yeah, it has the potential to be very exciting or incredibly upsetting.
Yeah. So on Monday, I am scared.
You're in for it. You're in for it. Monday will be me either relishing in the fact that we've won or we've lost our soccer semi-final. Which will be exciting. Yeah, so Sunday at like 1-ish we play. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't played in because traditionally this part might be boring. So heads up for the next like 30 seconds. The soccer leagues that I've always played in, they play in like a more traditional point system, which is like...
Nah, just kidding.
In England, it's like based on... They don't play like a finals. There's not like a grand final in England.
Okay.
When they play soccer, like in the like in the Manchester United, the English Premier League, that sort of stuff. It's based on whoever's got the most points at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That means you win the league. That's and generally, that means it rewards you for... If you've been consistently good across the year,
mm-hmm.
you end up with the most points. Therefore, you should be awarded the title of the best.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this league works,
kind of like that,
yeah, and it is good, but it's less exciting.
So you don't play a grand final at all,
yeah, over there. But here we are.
Oh, okay.
So here it was, you know, we had our table at the end of the year, and so you get called like the minor premier, which is like, you know, I came first in the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then we play finals, and then you know, and I like finals because it's like, yeah, someone who just snuck into finals could have a really good run
mm-hmm.
and could make it all the way through to a grand final, and that's exciting.
So were you the minor thingos?
No, don't. We finished fifth overall.
So you are hoping for that kind of underdog story?
I would say at the moment we are one of, we're probably the underdog in the weekend.
Okay.
Because the team we're versing is the team that finished top. They did finish top. They beat us when we played them last time.
I'm worried.
But in saying that, we've got a really good team this weekend.
Okay.
Like a really, really good team. We haven't had a consistent side for a little while, but now that... Our senior team is eliminated, all the like the players that are eligible for us. We're not like unsportsmanlike in the fact that we load it full of just really good players.
Yeah.
But some of them are eligible to play for us.
Yeah.
And so it'll be just like our best.
I kind of love that.
It's our best team we probably could possibly have. We're trying to find out whether or not one of our players is allowed to play because he went to a tribunal last night for something he did.
Oh.
Which I will say off air because I think it's like a weird legal thing.
Okay.
It's interesting, but okay. It's also like I just think technically speaking, I'm play it safe.
Yeah.
So yeah, could have a win on the weekend, could have a loss. Either way. I'd like if we won.
Either way, it's a weekend.
Either way, it's a weekend. I'd like to win because that means we get another week of soccer and then we go through to the next weekend. And next Saturday would be the grand final. And we get apparently played in like a proper stadium and there's like, you know, like big big seats and stuff. And yeah.
Maybe I would come to that.
Yeah, well,
if it's an event.
I think it's an event.
Hopefully you get there.
I hope so. I feel like it'll be a pretty evenly matched game on the weekend. So it'll just be whoever comes ready to play.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it'd be fun. And I'm also saddened, but the reason why I'll be sad is not only because like, oh yeah, it'd be out, but then it'll be like another 6 months before I play soccer again.
Because
mm-hmm. it's ages between the seasons, which is not even ages, I suppose. It's just
who will you go to grilled with on a Thursday?
Probably my friend Dib will still go. he goes all the time.
Okay, perfect. Speaking of the weekend, final day of my third week in this job for my tenure. What do you think? What are your thoughts and feelings? We got on-air behavior, off-air behavior. We got content and we got general pizzazz.
Oh, general pizzazz. Let's save that to the end.
Okay.
Or should I end? I'll end on a nice note.
Wait, so you're saying my general pizzazz is low?
That's you reading between the lines.
Okay, wow. All right, go ahead.
All right, so on-air behavior. Well, I think I gave you like a B last week. I'd say a B again.
So no upgrade.
Real just consistency.
Okay.
Just consistency.
Okay, consistent B, I can handle.
And I don't, the consistent B. and I think, you know, consistency is key for the B.
Perfect. Okay.
What else was there?
Off-air behavior.
Off-air behavior, I'd say A. I don't think there's anything wrong with your off-air behavior, realistically.
Okay, cool. What about that time I ate a, like a silver side sandwich at like 5:30 a.m.? That's a bit true. Weird.
I will bring you down to a C.
What? No, forget it. I'll take the A.
That was a joke. I didn't actually eat that sandwich.
I'll take the A.
All right, take the A. Okay. That was strange. Because there's nothing wrong with the sandwich. I think there's some meals that at certain times just
I also thought it was very weird, but I forgot my breakfast that day and I had a leftover sandwich from the day before. Like there was reasons for my crazy food eating.
There are some meals when, you know, you go, this is traditionally like a dinner food, but I'm having it at breakfast.
Mm.
How exciting.
Mm.
Sometimes there's a breakfast food you have at dinner and you go, pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I guess, for you, one of those days.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
This is a lunch meal, and I tell you, hello.
Gotta say, it was quite thrilling.
Like, you know, you never hear about breakfast soups, you know?
You don't. Although I was at brunch. Really just I was at soup. Brunch the other day and someone was eating a soup next to me. Granted, it was like probably 11:45, so close to lunchtime, but still. Girl, we're at brunch. Why are you eating a soup?
You sicko. general pizzazz, really. Look, I'm going to have to say.
Don't be mean.
No, I'm going to say I'm going to have to talk to your parents.
What do you mean?
Because I'm just saying there's been times when it's been really good, but then sometimes M gets distracted in class and it's not there.
The pizzazz is gone.
It's just the fluctuation.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, I think that M has
inconsistent pizzazz.
Certainly inconsistent pizzazz.
And you know what they say, consistency gets you the B, so clearly I didn't get a B in pizzazz.
Exactly right.
I got an A.
Ask me next week about your pizzazz levels and we'll talk.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll keep an extra eye across your pizzazz levels across this week.
Okay, we'll have a pizzazz chart in studio. I mean, I get a gold star every day I meet my pizzazz quota.
No, what it'll be like, I'll be a mystery shopper, but for your pizzazz.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'll have that little bit of like the rubric, the criteria as you, you know, just conduct yourself. We'll see how you go. Generally.
You'll do some pizzazz tests. Just subtly, I won't know.
I'll be sitting there being open to pizzazz and whether or not you choose to hit me with pizzazz, it's different.
Actually, speaking of, you did, well, of, you know, something that's secretive that's going to happen next week. You said, I'm going to scare you next week.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that conceptually because I wish you'd just scare me next week and not have told me that you plan on scaring me next week because I feel like that is horrible.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But, you know, got to keep you on edge.
Totally. Maybe it'll bring out my pizzazz. Maybe this is a, you know, very thought out plan.
Call me Mr. Miyagi because I'm going to lure you into a false sense of security and then realistically I will have been teaching you skills all along the way.
Wow. Wow. I'm excited. Yeah, Another week. It'll be great.
I'll be Mr. Miyagi. You'll be Ralph Macchio. And actually moving forward, call me Mr. Miyagi.
There's no way I'm doing that.
I'll call you Ralph.
No. I'm vetoing that idea.
Being called Ralph, that's a great nickname.
Call me Unpizzazzy, but it's a no from me.
What if I called you the Karate Kid?
Done. Let's do it.
It's better. What's the kid's name? Do you remember the kid's name in that movie?
No.
Have you seen the movie?
I don't think so.
Have you seen any of them? There's a lot of Karate Kid movies.
I don't think so.
How many Karate Kid movies do you think there are?
Six.
Six. Yeah, well done.
Are there?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
And also like three seasons of a TV show.
Okay. Well, I don't think I've literally seen any of them.
No.
I know the wiping thing.
Wax on. Wax on.
Yeah.
He's, yeah.
That's all I know.
You know, if that happened these days, the Karate Kid, we would be calling child services.
Probably.
Because who was this guy getting this child labor? Why are you hanging out with this old man?
But he became good at karate, so worth it.
Yeah, arguable.
Oh, he wasn't good?
Well, he was serviceable and he had a really good kick at the end.
Wow.
I would argue that Daniel LaRusso, that's his name. Mm-hmm. Daniel LaRusso is the name of the Karate Kid in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd argue that he didn't deserve to win the tournament.
Whoa.
I was going to say the Cobra Kai dojo is out there being more consistent.
I just don't think you can drop truth bombs like that.
I think that might be the plot of the TV show, is that the Cobra Kai dojo is like good. I don't know if that's true though. The main bad guy from the very first movie is like the main guy in the TV series.
Oh.
And it's like a redemption arc potentially.
Well, there you go.
But again, isn't this dumb? I'm speculating about something I have no idea about.
It is pretty dumb. You know what I would say? That's brought your pizzazz levels down to a D max.
D max. Like the car, and that car full of pizzazz. So thank you very much. Take it where you can.
Okay.
And the ingenuity actually takes me out of the D max and just back up to an A again.
Mm-mm. No.
Jules, what do you reckon? Do I deserve an A?
Love it.
Have I ever shown you this? I'm sure I have.
Yeah, no.
The Jules soundboard.
Can you play them all though?
Yeah. All right. Quickly for people who are playing, obviously, you know, I haven't used it in a long time. I've sort of gotten bored of it because I haven't added anything new to it. But I have a lot of Jules sound effects that we sometimes use when Jules doesn't want to talk to people. So here we go. This is a good one.
You're dead to us.
Mm.
That's a surprisingly good review from you. It's about a game.
It's about a game.
That's a surprisingly good review from you.
I feel like I've said that, especially in the last 10 minutes when you gave me a terrible review. Well, actually, it's a reverse.
No. Who are you talking about? Hello. That doesn't sound bad.
This is a good one.
God, that's aggressive.
This one doesn't really make any sense, but it's just fun.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is Jules being aggressive.
Fuck me.
I know.
Why do you have that? What if you accidentally hit it?
What do you mean?
You can't play that on air.
No, I know. I don't use the soundboard on air.
Oh, this is an off-air soundboard?
This is more for just our entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you play Jules' laugh? I miss it.
That's an actual laugh she did once, and it's just the best thing we have on the...
Hey, what about you? You're being coy.
You're being coy. It's good. It's good.
I wonder if Jules is listening. I don't think she would be listening to the podcast, but it'd be very funny if she was. Jules, if you are listening, let us know. Otherwise, we'll talk to you Monday because you're going to be on the show live from wherever you are in Europe. Otherwise, have a good weekend, everybody. Fine wines, long lines, and sick dines.
I love it.
Who Took My Nuts? You can catch it in stores as of today. It's a book written by one of our very own here at the station, Tommy Little, illustrated by Lucinda Gifford. He joins us now. Tommy, good morning, mate.
Good morning, legends. It is finally here. Who Took My Nuts? A story of a young boy who's lost his testicles.
How'd you get that one passed?
No, it is a story about squirrels and about the importance of sharing and the pitfalls of greed. And one of the old greedy squirrels is named Tyrrell. Would you like to have one guess why he's called Tyrrell?
Now, I'm assuming it was the only name in our the Western language that rhymed with squirrel.
Ding, 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 ding. Well,
very nice.
Well, I was impressed with the rhyming pattern. So Tyrrell has definitely been a good name choice.
And thank you very much. I have a slightly harder question for you. The other squirrel is a little girl squirrel, and she's got glasses because my niece has glasses, so I thought that would be cute.
Yep.
And her name is Grip. Do you have any idea why the other squirrel is called Grip?
Is it because throughout the book, now we've had a sort of a look at it already, which is really great and beautiful illustrations. Is it because throughout the novel, I suppose at this point, she's losing her grip on society and reality?
Oh, we've thought far too deeply about that one.
I've used my year 11 literature to apply that. That hasn't worked out.
No, it is because the squirrel grip is a famous move in sport where you grab one's testicles, or in this case, nuts.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, pretty good. It also helps that it rhymes with like a pretty reasonable amount of things as well, I imagine.
Yes, but there's a few jokes like that. Like, I hope the kids love this. It's kind of just wacky and fun. But there's also a few jokes littered throughout that the adults will get and the kids will completely have no idea why they're laughing.
Love that.
Tommy, I think for a lot of people, this one, when we found out you had written a book, it surprised a lot of us. What comes first, the idea, the rhyme scheme? You wanted to write about nuts?
The thing that came first was lockdown.
Right.
And this was an idea that was conceived in lockdown. I was in a relationship at the time and madly in love, and thought we were potentially going to go on and have a family. And I know this process of getting a book published takes a long time. So I thought I'll get ahead of the game.
Mm.
But of course, then that relationship did not work out, guys, but the script was already in.
That is obviously quite terrible, Tommy. Sorry that happened. But I will say one of the sweetest parts of Who Took My Nuts is certainly the foreword when you're saying, hey, I don't have kids, but I'm looking forward to reading this to my kids in the future. What kind of dad do you reckon you're going to be?
An absent one. No, I'm joking.
Well, it's good. No, if you go and set the bar incredibly, incredibly low.
No, I love kids. I'm described a lot, often in a derogatory way, as being immature. And it's not wrong, but I am just having fun in my life. And it's great for me to write a kid's book because I feel like it's for other immature people. And finally, I'm writing something for an audience of my peers.
Mate, I don't know, you've done just that. Who Took My Nuts? From Tommy Little, illustrated by Lucinda Gifford. Beautiful illustration. It's a very nice book. And like you said, there's something in there for the kids, something in there for the adults who are hopefully reading it to them. Tommy, we're excited to get our hands on it. You can catch it. It's out there right now. Releases a little bit later on this morning. So I drop the kids off at school. Go and pick it up. Tommy, thanks for your time this morning, bud.
Love you guys. Thank you.
What are your deal breakers? We've heard from a woman whose deal breaker is man must be rich.
Checks, bank account on first date.
That's wild.
Kind of deal breaker situation.
Yeah. For me, a deal breaker is cannot be lactose intolerant. That's nothing against those that are. I have had a long-term relationship with a woman that was lactose intolerant, and it was too impactful.
Mm-hmm.
They try to tell you that the lactose-free, the milk-free ice creams are the same as regular ones.
They aren't.
They're just not.
My mum's a celiac. She tries to tell me that the penne that she eats tastes the same, and I'm like, Mum, this pasta is cardboard. Thank you.
For me, lactose intolerance, it's a deal breaker. I'm sorry, people. But hey, if you've got one, let us know on 131060.
I just cannot stand, it's a very specific situation. A man basically made love to a burger once and
he's a loud eater.
No, it was like
Oh, what?
I don't want to do the noises, but it was like,
wow. Oh, he was making, he was moaning and stuff.
Yes.
So I heard that, I understood that as a sloppy eating.
No. It was like he was making love to the burger.
It's like you'd
it was sensual.
Put on an adult video and all of a sudden yes. just forgot the visuals.
Yes.
Oh, that is bad. That's especially bad. If you're a vocal eater of any variety, that's...
I'm okay with a yum, this is delicious, or a mmm. I'm not okay with a like...
I'm not okay with I'm about to finish my meal. 13 10 60, we'll turn to the phones. Into Bendigo right now, we've got Sienna. Sienna, what's your deal breaker?
Oh, there's so many. Wipe the stove when you finish with it. Don't leave the sponge soaking wet. Maybe make dinner now and again. Maybe bring the other person coffee now and again. There's so many bog standard things that I think should be the lowest bar, but are not the lowest bar.
Yeah, evidently. I like the don't leave the sponge yes. like nice and wet. Like what's your expectation from sink hygiene, Sienna?
I've had terrible experiences with housemates that leave the dishwashing sponge covered in congealed cold cheese.
Talking
like dripping wet.
So you're like, I don't want to date someone that has that inconsiderate kind of nature behind
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Mm.
So if you're over at their place,
you can't be cleaning that sponge.
If you're at their place and you notice that they've got like a bit of a rough sink, will that immediately be like, hey, this is probably a last time situation?
I mean, you can offer hey, can we have a chat about this? Can we try fixing it? And if it's a no, it's a no.
I kind of love that. You should just put your foot down.
Hard and fast rules. Put the foot down. And don't put the sponge down until it's dry.
Make sure they live somewhere gross. If they treat their sink yucky, God knows what they're going to do to you.
That's true. You don't want to be cold, wet, and covered in cheese. You know? That's the last thing you want. Thanks for the call.
Oh, it's low on my list of things that I want. No stress. Have a good morning.
Hey, it's a safe place. You can tell us your deal breakers.
Absolutely. We want to hear them. We welcome 10,
60.
Them.
Keep the calls coming in to Michelle. She's up on the board. Michelle, we're talking deal breakers. What have you got for us?
Well, it's that I can't have onion, and so I'm a bit offended that you are upset by not being able to eat lactose with your ex-girlfriend.
Michelle, I respect you calling up and saying, hey, listen, I can't help my food allergy.
I understand it. I'm just, you know, I'm saying it.
I've been married to my husband for, I don't know how long. We've been together for 10 years.
Okay.
I should know how long we've been married. Like 2018 something, yeah. Anyway, and he, every now and then he gets a bit depressed because I don't eat onion and he has to go out and buy something himself. But he uses it as an excuse, I think, just a little bit. If he's like, oh, I can't, you know, we never have onion. It's like, yeah, but you could just go and eat a burger.
Go and sort yourself out whilst I'm not around. Now, Michelle, tell me, is your onion thing, is that an allergy thing or is that a preference thing?
Oh no, it's called fructose
right.
malabsorption. Not everyone's heard of it. It sounds like it's made up, but it's real. Right. I'm very sick.
Is it just onion or is it other
and
sorts
garlic.
Of right?
Yeah, I've definitely heard of
going
this.
Going out is not fun with me, really. So I don't know why he's still with me.
Hey, Michelle. You are more than your allergy. Let's just say that.
Can I say as well, Michelle? You know, I eat onions and garlic way less than I eat dairy, so you'd be fine. Now, I know you're married, so you're not looking, but I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm looking to justify my behaviour right now.
I'm just thinking it must have been more than the dairy. Sure.
Oh, 100%.
That's a little bit shallow.
100%.
Excuse you.
It was more than the dairy.
We don't have time to delve into why.
No, you don't need to explain yourself. It's okay.
No, and I wasn't going to.
Thanks so much for the call, Michelle.
Thanks. Have a good day. Nick and
Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit caresolutions.com.au.